Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back. It is Marks and Reese. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Let Chickies and Pete's handle your Mother's Day meal with Mother's Day To-Go Brunch Packs. Seafood Feast and Krabby Brunch Packs are available. ChickiesandPete's.com for details. Yeah, Mother's Day. I'm ready for some good food.
Yeah.
Mother's Day. Because, you know, going to brunch also means you get to eat too, even though you're taking your mom or your wife to brunch.
I would hope you get to eat. Probably paying for it.
Probably. Kevin Franson doesn't pay. He makes his wife pay for
no, he does
for Mother's
not.
Day. So that means, are you working on Sunday on Mother's Day, Kev?
Yeah, I don't have a day off. Like, I mean, you just went on vacay. I mean, come on.
I had to actually take off on my Sunday job on Mother's Day. My wife demanded it.
Yeah, well, my wife, she didn't demand it. She's like, you know.
Go
nice.
Make that money.
She's like, the president's you being God, so it's all. Here's the problem is that, like, Mother's Day, you know, it's happening, and I was like, yeah, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't the first weekend of May. My daughter's around. She's like, okay, let's just get down the date. She's five, right? I'm like, okay, so I look at it. I was like, oh, yeah, it's second Sunday, right? She goes to my wife right away and goes, Daddy had to look up when Mother's Day was. He had to Google it. I'm like, are you serious? You're throwing me under the bus?
They stick together.
Oh,
together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's BS.
It is.
Ben.
All right. Well, we'll be listening to you all weekend long as you're on the games with Scott Fransky. Phils and the Braves. Like, listen, Kev, like, you probably look at this a little differently than me because you're a former player and I'm just me. But this feels like a show me series, right?
Yes.
Like, you had a sweep against the Brewers. That's great. But if you lose 2 or 3 or you get swept down in Atlanta, it'll feel like that the Brewers series didn't even happen.
I 100% agree. I think as a player, you have that sense of urgency as well. I mean, because, you know, look, the Brewers came in at 17-12. Like,
yep.
That was a hell of a team, right? They were just coming off a series win against the Dodgers. So the way you play it, in 3 of the 4 being one-run games, the 2-0 game, you want to follow it up with something even better. And what's something better? Being a divisional opponent at their place. Doesn't matter how it's done. It's just you got to get it done. That's why I maybe more or less just this game rather than the series. Because I'm more focused on, let's see how you react, right? I mean, after the Aaron Nola complete game shutout against the Cardinals, they went on the road and it was like, bleh, right?
Yep.
How are you going to respond today? Because it was a team effort through that 4-game series. However we look at it, the lineup card gaffe or whatnot, it doesn't matter. They got it done, and so now today is that next important game. It is a place where you struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, Kev, when you say it's a place that you struggle, I don't know if you meant in Atlanta or just on the road.
No, in Atlanta.
Okay.
Atlanta. But on the road. Truist Park is not their place.
Mm-hmm. But on the road in general, Kev, with this team this year, 5 games below .500. I think it was, 4-9, I believe their road record is. Why is this team so different on the road as opposed to when they're at home?
I wish I had, like, the perfect answer for it. But my only thoughts are execution, mm-hmm. and paying attention to details. They give away too many, you know, free bases, you know, a lot of errors or what are, you know, technically, you know, air quotes, they should be errors, right? Mm-hmm. And they're not given that, but they're too many free bases, too many walks. On the flip side, they don't take advantage of those mistakes. the very few that they've had from the opposing team when it comes to defensive miscues or whatnot on the road, they don't take advantage of them. And it's so similar to so many different sports. When you're on the road, you got to take advantage of the, you know, in football, the turnover differential, right? And if you are not turning it over on the road, guess what? There's a good chance you're going to win that those games. Mm-hmm. Well, same thing goes with baseball. If you don't take advantage of the mistakes made by the other team, then I mean, you're really already down 2-0. So
yeah.
it's take advantage of the situation, take advantage of the mistakes given by their team. But for me, they give away too much on the road.
Kevin Franson on the call with Scott Fransky is the Phils and the Braves. We have 3 tonight, tomorrow, Sunday night as well. Kev, did you like the Sunday night games as a player, or were you just like 1:35, get the game done, and that's
it?
No,
I thought it was awesome. Like, no matter – well, because for a long time, I mean, it was a special game. Now it doesn't feel like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, A-Rod being on the broadcast will do
well,
it.
Well, he sucks. Yeah, he sucks. Yeah, he's – ugh.
It's good for us here at WIP because last week I totally turned – I muted it, and I went right to the app, the Odyssey app, and I was listening to the call.
Yeah, it was – you know what the other problem I have with the broadcast? Like, Vaskurgeon's great. I like Vaskurgeon. I don't know about you guys, but I like him. He just set up with the wrong partner. Him with Gubazaw in the Angels games, awesome. Really good. But it is the effects that they have. Like – a normal capper, like I would have sounded like I hit absolute missiles when I was playing. We know that wasn't true, but
right.
With the sounds that they're producing on ESPN, oh my God, it's like the microphone is actually on the bat. So that's kind of annoying. I actually wish they played these games at 7:00. I don't know if you so the Lincecum game against the Phillies. His first start was Sunday Night Baseball, but in San Francisco at that time, it was the 8:00 Eastern time, so 5:00 start. You had no chance as a hitter, and that's why all of us were going, oh, yeah, Timmy has a chance, and whack, 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 Phillies were on top, and you're like, oh, I haven't even seen this before, but it impossible to see. So I liked him. It just because at that time when I was playing, it actually meant something. Like, those Sunday night games were great.
Right. So Kevin, now that Gene Segura is back and center field is still unsettled as far as, like a guy that should be the guy or should get a shot, you know, with Segura coming back, what about Nick Maton out there? I mean, he's, you know, obviously he's come down quite a bit from when he was hitting .500. He's still, he gives some spark to the lineup. He is good at bats, right?
Yep.
Like, do you see him playing center field?
At some point, I got to see more during BP of when he's working out there with Paco Figueroa, the first base and outfield coach. Gosh, what he's done. I mean, take away his outs and all that stuff. They're competitive at bats. He's not throwing away at bats at all. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's having to adjust. I think at times they've put him in the wrong spot as far as putting him in the 8-hole. It's not an easy spot as a young hitter. To hit in the 8-hole right in front of the pitcher and understand that if you can't be patient, you got to be a little aggressive. And then when you miss those pitches, it's like, tip your cap because it's good night. And he's seen that. But as he's moved up in the order, you're going like, this guy can hit, man. This guy has a plan. But what he's done defensively. So I don't it's kind of like what Kingery had in his first year where you're looking at him going, yeah, he's good. Oh, man, he's really good. He turned himself into a really good shortstop, right, and not seeing it. So he's shown those flashes at shortstop and now at second base, and you're going, all right, I'll have him take on center field. But, again, like he's a different athlete than Kingery was when Kingery came up. So you want him to be feeling confident before you just throw him out there just to keep his bat in the lineup.
I feel like we say that about so many of these guys, or we have said that about so many different guys in this lineup, Kev, throughout the year. And I say that to you because I want to ask you this question about what you think about Joe Girardi and the job he's done so far this year.
I think he's done okay. I mean, you can't say for a month and a week, it's fine. I mean, yeah, there's been some mistakes that people are just going to rest on and not forget about. That's fine, too. It's your clientele as well. Mm-hmm. You're managing that, and you're still managing how to – you know, certain guys are up 3 times in a game, and now they got to be shut down and you know, trying to weave through. We don't know, you know, and people have this understanding like, oh, it's, you know, back in the day. It's like, come on, guys, back in the day, there was a lot of, never mind, being used. But it just, these guys are,
yes.
It just, he's put in a tough spot at times. I think the move, you know, the when Caleb went out to the mound and then he, you know, goes back out blindly and takes him out, that was a gaffe. The lineup thing, I mean, come on, it's happened to Craig Council twice this year. It's interesting how it's gone about. I don't think he's done a bad job, and I don't think he's done a great job, because I don't think there's many managers that have done a great job yet this year.
Well, that was the other thing I was going to ask you, and as it relates to, as I look at this National League East, right?
Yep.
A lot of us thought, and not just us here, but national people thought, this could arguably be the toughest division in baseball with the depth of these teams. And we look at where they are 5-6 weeks into the season, and the Phillies are the only team that's even above 500. So what do you make of the National League East so far this year?
Beating up on each other a little bit. And when they've gone on the road, it's just been ugly, to be honest with you. I think all teams in the division are below 500 on the road, if not close. I mean, what the Marlins have done to be plus 20, they're the only team in the East that has a plus run differential.
Right. Amazing.
It's amazing. But if you look at it, too, there's five teams in the National League, five that are plus.
Yeah.
That's
only five,
insane.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going, how is that possible? I just – look, it's a great division. I'm sorry. Like, people are going to be like, oh, it's really mediocre. It's like, okay, great. Yeah, like, teams are 500. A great division is when everyone's bunched up together. Isn't that – wouldn't consider that, right?
Yeah. I mean that's the way, like, I would look at it. But like you said –
they haven't played great, though. That's
right.
Right.
You know, and so that is the other part where you're going, which way's, you know, more. Because these other divisions are, you know – the Central is going to be ran away. The West should be ran away at some point by the Dodgers. But if they could sustain against all these injuries, I have no idea why the East is playing like this. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. I just don't want to wake the beast in Atlanta when we're there. So let's keep it there.
Yeah, that's the worry. It's yeah. at some point, Kev, that's going to happen.
They will wake up.
Freddie's 1-for-21 with 7 punch-outs since Rizzo struck him out. So he's 4-for-4 in that game. Rizzo struck him out late in the game. Mm-hmm. And since then, he's been 1-for-21. That's why he got the break yesterday. I'm like,
oh, so he's due this weekend.
Yeah, could you have waited till today? Like, let's get a day off. Even though, you know, it's Freddie Freeman. When you're in that lineup, you're a presence. I don't care if you're struggling or not. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing goes when Bryce is healthy. If Bryce struggles or not, he's a presence, and you need that. And for them, they need him.
Mm. Kevin Francis. Kevin, we'll be listening this weekend. I yes. do have to tell you, I'm a little bit disappointed that the 49ers didn't take Mac Jones, because I would have loved the reaction. They actually made the right pick.
Yeah, really.
I mean, did they?
Yes, they did. Yes.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
Yes,
with you.
They
all right. Yes, I'm just messing
did.
With you. Yeah, but it was a good draft. It was a good draft all the way around. The kid, Devontae Smith. Come on now, guys.
Mm-hmm. How many yards this year?
Oh, God.
Over 1,000.
2,100.
Yes.
No, I just – look, the kid's special. And you don't have Nick Saban go out of the way for multiple guys like he has with Landon and him. He's done that, you know, and you played for him. He doesn't go out of his way to praise you.
No, he doesn't.
Those two guys – no, I'm just saying. Those two guys –
yeah, I'm with you. No, he doesn't go out of his way to praise
you. Those two guys, he went out of his way during multiple interviews, not even before the draft.
Yeah.
During everything. And he talked about them, and he goes – like, he's a fan of them. And so if Nick Saban's a fan of me, I'd be like, I'm in.
I tell you, man, I'm watching Coach, and Coach realizes it's probably more time behind him than there is in front of him. And he's starting to get a little soft. Yeah, he's starting to soften up a little bit down there.
Yep.
Smiling more. He's telling jokes. He's telling – remember the joke he told about his wife?
Did he always have his hands going like that during games and stuff? Because I can't stop watching him. It's like Ricky Bobby and going, I don't know what to do with my hands. I'm like, oh, God.
You had to be called into his office and watch him rock back and forth in that chair. And you're like, oh, Lord, he's going to kill me.
He's got his hands in the making the triangle single.
Yes.
It's weird when he has like a little contraption where it just holds his hand.
Non-stop,
like,
brother.
Oh, man, I'm not there. I am not good right now.
All right, go get ready for the game, man.
Yes.
Okay, bye, guys.
All right, there he is. Kevin Franzen. Yep.
Yeah, man. Forget Kev's a 49ers fan.
Yep.
Yeah. He's got that San Francisco Bay Area in it because he's a Warriors fan, too.
He is.
Yeah.
Yep, Steph Curry should win the MVP. That's my new thing.
Is that it?
Should have said that to him. Yeah, I mean, listen. Jokic, I'd like, whatever. He's going to win.
Nobody wants Jokic.
Nobody wants him to win. Like, who the hell? Why make him? Like, who cares? Steve Nash won multiple MVPs. He didn't deserve that, really. Right? Like, come on.
I'm with you. Jokic might be the most boring MVP.
Oh, good God. And he's going to win, too. Everybody knows he's going to win. We just don't want him to win. It's not exciting.
You guys really don't like watching Jokic? I think he's like my favorite player to watch in the league.
You gotta be kidding me,
dude. It's like he's moves so slow. He's so smooth. He shoots it. It's
he's
like
a good player.
He's like a 7-foot Larry Bird.
Listen, I'm not staying up late for a Western Conference 10 o'clock game to watch that.
Don't ever call him Larry Bird?
He's a 7-foot Larry Bird. It's what he is.
He's an amazing player. He is. He is a very good player. Yes.
Yeah. Not my cup of tea. Mm. He's glued to the ground.
Oh, my God.
That jump shot.
It looks ugly, and it goes in all the time.
I mean, my goodness, man.
He gets the unfair advantage of playing in Denver.
What, the air? You had a thin
yes.
air?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, I saw someone put out a tweet saying, like, who's the MVP of the league, and it had him listed as all four options. And I wanted to retweet it and include Spike on it, but we were on the air, and I forgot to do it.
Makes me mad watching Denver because I love Michael Porter Jr.
Man,
he's a damn good player.
And Jamal Murray was the guy that went. Then when he was a top 10 pick, and that was the year after Ja, I think.
Yeah,
I forget who they drafted. Anyway, so there you go.
After Ja,
yeah, I just remember that like there was this unrealistic, hey, trade him for get another pick in the draft, and it was like, yeah, you can take Murray if you get a top 10 pick. Meanwhile, every GM in the league wasn't trading for Ja after that 1 year.
Yeah, he's 2016 first round, so I think that was Okafor.
Okay. All right.
Free job.
All right, let's get back into it with our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Mother's Day, got a couple days left, guys. Get the gift for mom that shows her just how much she means to you. A gift from Mark's Jewelers. Online, you can shop, marks-jewelers.com. Let's throw this into the equation along with what we're talking about with Devontae Smith and the Eagles, right? A notable off-the-court or off-the-field moment in Philly sports history. You can tweet that. It's at Mark's Reese WIP, or you can include it in your phone call at 215-592-9494. Today's anniversary of Allen Iverson's practice.
Oh.
Press conference.
Man, we're just now getting to that.
We're just now getting to
it. One of my favorite days of the year.
So you would agree. Like, I can't think of a more notable off-the-field moment, Philly sports moment, than the Allen Iverson press conference, right? If you're looking for number one seeds or Mount Rushmore, that's got to be on it, right?
Well, as far as I've been here, yeah. I mean, you got that. You got the Donovan booing at the draft.
The T.O. sit-ups.
Yeah, T.O. sit-ups, yeah.
All right, so let's not take all of them. 215-592-9494. Yeah, the Donovan booing is definitely.
Oh, that's one.
That's definitely.
They still talk about it. Yeah. I thought I saw something. He was answering that question.
He's still being asked about it.
Yeah, he's still being asked about it, yeah.
What was it like when you got booed by your own fan base?
Oh, he gave an answer, too. He was like, no, they asked him, how did he overcome that, right? How did he overcome that whole thing? And he gave a Donovan answer.
Donovan here.
Persevered.
Well, listen.
Worked, kept my focus, my family, my faith.
He was feeling good about his answer, wasn't he? So think about this. 23 years later, from that, we still have Dirty 30 callers that call in to Angelo. Kenny calls us from the Dirty 30 all the time. We will still look up and see Kenny D30.
Yeah.
From that, right? Like he's made his sports radio career, Kenny, out of going up and booing Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, I still remember watching that draft and that pick and was like, our fans are crazy as hell, man. Wait, we're actually booing our own guy.
Right.
See, I was still young then. It was just my second year. So I was still sort of new to the whole Philadelphia fan. And
you didn't know what we were capable of.
Exactly.
And by the way, I was totally against that. I was furious that they did that. I did not want Ricky Williams. I thought that was the right quarterback.
Yeah, we had Deuce. We needed a quarterback.
Deuce, which was my point. Well, you can have two. We have two running backs. Deuce was like coming off 1,000-yard seasons. Was very good.
He was our best offensive player.
Yeah, he's pretty much your only offensive player for a couple of years there. Yep. Notable off the court or off the field moments in Philly sports history. 215-592-9494. And what are realistic expectations for Devontae Smith this year, 2021, rookie season? I'm looking at his first season, Ike, like a Justin Jefferson season. I'm not going to say 1,400 yards, but I'm going to say impact like Justin Jefferson, to where everybody would agree after watching Justin Jefferson in his rookie year, like, man, he's good, right? Like, he is a good player in a rookie year. He's going to be a force going forward. That's the way I look at Devontae Smith's initial year in Philadelphia. A great year. What do people think? Lou in Denver. Lou, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Big Lou.
I'm with you, John. I think there's a good chance that everything falls right, like Hurts plays well and the offensive line stays intact. He should have 1,000 yards, but you know that's not always the case that everything happens out perfectly. So
sure.
If I had to guess, it would be probably around 900. I think 7 touchdowns is doable, and definitely 80 catches. So you're right there. I think he's going to have a big year. He's a great player, and don't compare him to Jay Jaw. First of all, playing in the SEC, they do actually play some sort of defense, and he had 1,800 yards last year and 23 touchdowns.
But they play defense.
They play defense in the SEC a little bit better than the Pac-12, right?
Of course. They don't even play football in the Pac-12. Yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah, so I'm expecting a big year from him. And with Aaron Rodgers, again, it's tough because the team is going to be set up to go to the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers 2-3 years from now. So he'll be 40. It can be done. Brady's shown that. But if it was a couple of years, I'd definitely do it. I don't know if I'd do it right now.
No.
Everyone's talking that he's going to the Broncos. That's all they talk about out here in Denver. Like, he's coming there. Just same thing with Peyton Manning. He'll get the keys to the organization. They have a good defense. They have some weapons on offense.
As long as you don't have to trade him away.
Him to go.
Yeah. All right, Lou. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Real quick on the guy. It's got to be Jason Kelce during the parade, right?
He's dressed
in a power suit, all-time rant.
Yeah.
Culmination of everything we've ever hoped for in our entire lives.
And he pulled off the speech of a lifetime too.
Yeah, the first caller. That might be hard to beat.
It certainly makes a top five list, right?
Hell yeah.
That one and the other speech in our life.
What other one?
The other one that might get brought up later.
Huh?
The other championship parade, been drinking. Gets up there and makes a speech. There's a Kelce speech, and then there's another speech.
You're right. One that, yes, he's right. I know exactly what he's talking about.
I whisper it in my ear. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sure the callers know what I'm talking about.
The callers know what he's talking about.
World.
Oh, gotcha. Yes. All right.
Thanks for telling everybody.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Notable off-the-field Philly sports moments. The anniversary of Allen Iverson, also the anniversary of another Philly sports moment off the field that wouldn't make this list, but certainly notable in my lifetime. We'll talk about that coming up next. Also, the odds are out on the division. Where do the Eagles land on the odds? That's coming up next with your phone calls. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
What's up, everybody? We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.